morning. It is 9:09 at KBR. It's an open phone day today. We can talk about anything and everything. The big stories going on right now. Kamila Valieva, the Russian skater, the 15-year-old Russian skater that apparently had apparently was using her grandfather's heart medicine, which happened to be a banned substance. But he wasn't skating, but she was anyway. But they said that she was, because she was so young, they were going to they were going to basically make an exception to the rules. You know, the IOC, have you been following any of the Olympic stories, Colin?
No.
The fact is, the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, what this Russian, this entire, the rules, they seem to change by the day. And they banned ski jumpers that were winning. All the winning ski jumpers were, they all did their first two jumps. Nobody had any problem. Now they're all in the finals waiting for the medals. And then they get kicked off because they had, their pants were a little baggier, but they were the same pants they had on before. It's like they make the rules up as they go. I'm not even, it's, I don't know, it's almost like Rob Manfred in the baseball world. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. That's 100% accurate.
But it's making it
that
up.
That dude was flying by the seat of his pants the entirety he was commissioner.
They take, if you're banned, or if you tested positive, you're basically put into Russia, basically the Chinese prison or whatever. They give you the same meal three times a day. You don't let you work out. Don't let you, so you get weaker, and then so you're not going to be any good in the Olympics.
It seems a little tinfoil hat-ish to me.
It's beyond bizarre, is what it is. The fact is that the whole thing happened in Beijing. And that we've got, Vladimir Putin made it a big thing to be Jinping. What a name. Anyway, he and Jing got together, and they're best buds right now. What did they call it this morning? The axis of evil now?
That's a tad extreme.
Well, you've heard that line. That line was used for...
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly call a couple of diplomats meeting at the Olympics equivalent to Nazi Germany.
Well, the axis of evil... We did have Ronald Reagan called... He called Russia and China the axis of evil. That was what he called them, yes. He said... And the Eastern Bloc countries, yes. He didn't call. But it was like that was a. As I said, so it's been used by a lot of people to try to describe.
I get it. It's just a buzz phrase.
It's a buzz phrase, is what it is.
I just don't think it's a very appropriate one to use.
Anyway, regardless of anything else, we've got that going on. We've got the Olympics going on. That seemed to be a lot of. Really, we just had, as I said, Kamila Valieva, she just fell apparently during the finals of the skating competition. She did not medal, so now they don't have to worry about doing no medal ceremony.
So nothing came of it then.
So nothing ends up coming of it.
So why are we still talking about it?
So we're only talking about it because they weren't going to have a medal ceremony. Because of that, but because...
I thought the rule was since she failed a test and they allowed her to compete, she wouldn't be eligible for a medal, so it would just be given to the next person there if she won.
Well, the fact is, that's not the case. She didn't. They weren't.
Of course it's not, because that makes sense.
Well, that was what the rule was. But they said she would get the medal, but there wouldn't be a ceremony for it. But now she didn't get the medal, so there will be a ceremony. And as I said, you make it up as you go. We're down to the last few days of that. It is just a little bit crazy. We got the baseball season that's still on the line. They are meeting today, so there's still some hope.
Don't count on it.
There's some hope that they may have a season.
Don't count on it.
They said
if there's a season, it's not going to start until at least June.
You're really...
I'm sorry. I've seen this movie before.
Okay,
Anytime the... Players union and the league in Major League Baseball meet up or are at odds, they will do everything in their power to be, it's our way or nothing at all.
Well, you said it.
There is no negotiation with this league.
It would seem so. It would seem so, yes.
It's either everything in this deal or everything in this deal. They can't even agree to just start. Pitcher-catcher report was supposed to be a couple days ago.
They are looking at mediation. They're looking at mediation on this thing. Now, they've talked about that.
I can tell you it's going to be the most hostile mediation you can think of.
I guess we'll find out if it is or not. Anyway, that's baseball. Okay, so you got baseball, you got the Olympics, you got those things up in the air.
All I have to say is, in terms of that, if the majors aren't happening, support your local minor league team.
And you've got this.
You should support your local minor league team anyway.
You got a chess game. You got a chess game going on between, well, basically a chess game in the world. Basically, all these world powers, they're all around this giant chess table. And the chess game is basically, I'm not sure where Ukraine is in this, but they're sort of like it's sort of like they've got the whole thing there. I'm not sure where the rook is or where the bishop or all of those, but it's a giant game of chess right now, and it's also a giant game of basically how can I get what I want by making sure that I scare you enough to get what I want. And that seems to be Putin's position. I don't think he's going to do anything. I don't think there's going to be any invasion. I think they're basically this is all staged to get what he wants, and it will
Which is what exactly?
Well, I think he wants Ukraine. He wants basically the West to stay hands off of Ukraine, and no NATO. Basically, they're an quote unquote independent nation, quote unquote, and in essence under. Rather than, or so he has the ability to basically, I think he'd like to annex them directly. He'd like to have the old Soviet Union back, but that's another story. But
that seems a tad extreme.
It's pretty much what Vladimir Putin seems to be wanting. I mean, it's what he wants. I don't think he's going to get it because I don't even know how. I think he's also testing to see does NATO have any guts to it? I think he's testing that too.
If you look at the world powers involved in NATO, you can probably assume that.
We've had the Macron from France went in there. Schultz? The German chancellor?
Schultz, Macron, you got to assume.
Sergeant Schultz? I see nothing.
You said it, not me.
Sorry, I'm just...
You said it, not me.
Okay, I'm just... Yeah, okay.
Has Boris Johnson been there at all?
I don't think Boris has been there.
You'd think he'd be one of the first over there.
We've got 3,000 more troops.
President Biden's spoken to him multiple times.
No, we don't have any troops going to Ukraine, but we've sent 3,000 more troops going to Poland. Now, why, I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
Because it's military action without it being military action, if that makes sense.
We're seeing a giant chess game, okay? It really is. I don't know if it's a game of chicken or a game of who can...
Didn't this exact same situation happen like 5 or 7 years ago?
Pretty much the same situation happened, yep. It's kind of this...
It was with the Crimea region of Ukraine.
We also seem to have this... Well, and also there's this this sort of chess game that goes. We've had this giant chess game going on with Iran for decades now. Okay,
that hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed any.
Since I'd say the 1980s.
Now we're going to build our nuclear weapons. it's all based on I think the U.S. or whatever Europe and the U.S. They're. If they have a card to play, it's sanctions against Russia.
Yeah, and one of the largest natural gas pipelines in Europe that supplies Russia with natural gas runs through Germany.
Right. And that's
runs
why.
From Germany.
Yes, it runs from Germany, yes. So it's like, okay, well, you do something bad, then we turn off the gas.
And mm-hmm. Which, in essence, turns off the lights.
Which, in essence, will turn off the lights, which, in essence... The fact is, there's so many different scenarios in this whole thing, and so many different cards in play. Then we have what's going on here. We've got
There's plenty going on here.
We've got
the self-dubbed freedom convoy going on in Canada.
Yeah, that's
like you understand where they're coming from to a degree. It's like, why do truckers who are normally completely isolated from almost anybody have to be masked while driving?
Well, the other thing that is...
Be honest, does that make any semblance of sense?
It makes no sense. The fact that you're demanding... There are so many different rules. Now, you go to Europe, and you can't get on a plane unless you have to show your... It's a vaccination card. That's
or
your
a negative
travel.
COVID test.
Or a negative... Actually, no, you actually have... Most
I believe
of
you
them,
need both, actually.
You need both. You need a negative test and a vaccination card to be able to fly in a plane in Europe.
Well, you understand that to a degree as well, because there are so many people from so many different countries going so many different places given day.
I do understand. We have a mask mandate that is in effect until the end of March for planes in this country, for airlines in this country, with the exception of Southwest, which has basically said, screw you, we've already banned it, or we've already...
That's hey, Southwest for
yeah.
you.
No. We've opened it up. We've got, the booze is flowing and the masks are gone.
You said they're the only airline that still serves
That's
alcohol.
That's the only one that is doing
on
that,
domestic
right?
flights, anyway.
On domestic right now. Nobody else is.
That honestly really surprises me.
But it's going I think
because that's a big moneymaker.
Well, of course it is. But how much is going to change or not change? The fact is, we've had the number of things. It seems.
I think it's going to depend on where you live, because in all honesty, for over most of the pandemic here, where in Burlington, I haven't seen really that much change.
Well, I think what we're talking about is the incidence of stupidity, people trying to open up doors while the plane's in flight. Now, there was a story I was reading yesterday.
Oh, you're always going to get people, crazy people on airlines. There's an entire television show dedicated to that.
Well, but we've had more incidents of insanity and craziness going on, and it comes down to, for much of them, is saying that it's all because they're told they have to put a mask on or get the mask back on or something like that.
People don't like being told what to do.
Boy, they really don't, do they? Yeah, it's, and then we've got this Omicron variant,
which is kind of come and gone, and all
well,
things considered.
Well, it appears that it's come and gone, and it seems like, I mean, but I we've had it's been
we
the,
had I told this I read the story this morning. The one of the top officials with the CDC basically said we're starting to get back to normal, and you're starting to see regulations ease up. And a lot of places, they said, are ahead of the CDC in relieving a lot of these regulations revolving around COVID.
Well, back to the truckers. We've already got 75,000 truckers that have basically not picked up or not gotten back into their trucks to drive. That's why we have this supply – one of the major reasons why we have a supply chain issue that still lingers – because we have dock workers that aren't unloading the ship, but
that's due to multiple reasons.
Yes, and we also have Russia and China is holding on to all their chips. We're building factories to build the chips, but the Chinese are now keeping their chips or the chips they've got all to themselves. So that's why we have the automobile backup right now, too.
Well, I'm very much of the opinion that you saw a lot of this with people starting to get into online employment and during lockdown, and a lot of people finding new avenues to make money. It's like you realize nobody wants to do crap work for crap pay.
I think that everybody realizes they've got more options now,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
exactly. And they don't have to do crap work for crap pay.
And it's very tough. It's very tough. Trying to fill jobs in retail, very tough right now. Trying to fill, because people don't, and find, hey, trying to find restaurant workers right now.
I think that goes back to the, as you said, the way people behave on planes. People behave that way in stores and restaurants, too, and nobody wants to deal with that.
I think that's, there's a lot.
Because the service industry in general, and I can speak from experience in this, it is incredibly mentally and physically taxing work.
Okay, and it's not, but and financially, is it? It's just not.
That very much depends on where you are in the industry, but in just
a high end restaurant, you're in a different situation, right?
Usually, but it's just like dealing with certain people in the service industry is not worth the time and money.
I don't know. Our phone lines
like,
are.
Would
our phone,
you?
Yeah.
Would you want to deal with some of those people who act like that?
No. No.
And I can tell you, a lot of those people don't get paid enough to deal with those people.
Yeah, I've had not that many, I've worked as a dispatcher. Let's see, I'd worked as a dispatcher. I cut meat all the way through high school, cut meat and did all of the stuff in a grocery store through high school. I did work a week at a giant meat counter and got out of that. Thank heavens. What people object to is being abused or being told that where they feel they're being abused because they're being told what they have to do, when they're going to do it, and how they're going to do it, and how much they're going to get paid, and mm-hmm. all of that stuff. Right now, we need truckers to be back on the road. We need to get this whole thing off. We need the U.S. is also basically, if you're the truckers that we have in this country, they are supporting the Canadians, and they're trying to basically hold off the. And we haven't seen a mass demonstration. They're not going to Washington yet.
Yes.
Yet.
I'm just saying, is it really that much of a crime that you have to wait an extra day for your Amazon package?
The question is, I don't think it's a matter of that. I think it's that's being sent by plane, and it's coming down, and it's being, and the post, who delivers most of the Amazons?
USPS.
Yes.
Or UPS.
Most of them, yeah, they both of are, but USPS seems to be the lion's share of them. But anyway, by the way, they are reorganizing the post office. Finally, they're finally doing something about that. They're changing they're changing the health care plans. In fact, what they're doing is they're utilizing, is it Medicare? They're utilizing Medicare or going to privatization of.
So mail workers are getting some better benefits, is what you're saying.
Well, they're going to save a ton of money off what we've been spending on healthcare, because there's all these rules and regulations. The post office is sort of like a public utility entity, but it's also sort of like it's on in its own class of mm-hmm. environment. So, but it's it's been a problem. It's been a huge problem. And how much do you pay for a stamp right now? I think it's 57 cents or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I did discover something. By the way, this past week I discovered, okay, you know what?
What did you discover?
Well, I said the only time I ever have to write a check, is when I'm paying for writing a check to the Des Moines County Treasurer's Office for vehicle registration or property taxes.
Mm, yep.
And I don't have to do that anymore. Because now,
yeah, you can do it online.
You can do it online and have an e-check made right, basically go right directly to the treasurer's office, and I don't have to write a check. Or can you imagine anybody? I still get offers from this company that's been trying to sell me checks.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, does anybody write a check anymore? I do actually.
Few people.
Actually, I do see. I do see occasionally.
I still have a checkbook. I rarely use it though.
And I'll see people stand. It's like it's almost like that commercial. Have you seen a commercial where you have you got a line of people and they've all got their cards out, and then you got one person up in the front and they've got a check and they're writing it very, very slowly.
Yep.
And then they're trying to find where the check number is, and then they're writing the check into their checking account. It's the world is changing anyway. 319-754-1490. Where do we stand? We got vaccinations. We're at what, 60%? Did I hear 60% of
50?
Oh, 50 here. But I thought you said we had, is it 60 in the state of Iowa?
Yes.
Ah, okay, but it's 50 here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're better
do
than...
Do you even listen when I do the news, Steve?
I do listen, I just... I'm usually doing something else. All right, we're going to take a break. We got sports and... Sport. No, we don't. We got news on the way.
Winners don't wait for chances. They take them, having the courage necessary to make the game-winning play when it's all on the line. It's what sets us apart from the rest. Your home for Iowa Hawkeye basketball is right here.
Iowa hosts Michigan Thursday night with pregame at 5, tip-off at 6. Brought to you by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center, courtesy Door Sales and Service, Pizza Ranch, and by the Pilot Grove Savings Bank on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Want better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash, infused with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash with collagen hydrates to renew skin surface cells, improving skin 3 times better versus the leading body wash, to transform skin from dry and dull to firm and radiant, so I can step into my day feeling fearless in my skin. And now try new Olay Body Lotion, which hydrates for healthier looking skin that improves over time. Olay Body.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can really control your savings. Because when you drive less, you save more with pay per mile. So you're really in control of your savings. Only paying for the miles you drive. Yeah, life is good when you're in the driver's seat. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Norfolk, Illinois.
Nutrient Ag Solutions presents Snow Bowl 2022, March 10th through 12th at Burlington Memorial Auditorium. Get your tickets now at burlingtonsnowbowl.com or at Burlington Memorial Auditorium, the Port of Burlington, Case Spine Community Credit Union, 4B TAC and more, Quarry Creek Elk and Bison, Pep Stop in Mount Pleasant, Jet Stop in Denmark, and Men's Firestone in Carthage. Don't miss any of the action of Snow Bowl 2022, March 10th through 12th. Nutrien Ag Solutions presents Snow Bowl, brought to you by the Fun City Resort, Roth Trucking, and Golden Eagle Bud Light.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. The Burlington Community School District has narrowed the search for a new superintendent to 3 candidates. On Wednesday, the 3 candidates participated in multiple interviews. Burlington Superintendent Pat Cohen said this is an arduous but important part of the process.
Today, they're bringing in the 3 finalists, going through all the different stations. And this is where they meet with community centers of influence. They meet with a parents group. They meet with students. They meet with administrators and teachers. And it's an all-day deal. So, yeah, it's an arduous day.
The 3 candidates for the new superintendent include Clear Creek Amana Community School District Interim Superintendent Joseph Brown, Fairfield Superintendent Dr. Lori Knoll, and Director of Athletics and Activities for Centennial High School in Ankeny, Robert Scott. Cohen said his last day as Burlington Superintendent will be June 17th. He said he will continue to work in education, just not in Iowa. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has announced that a missing Nauvoo, Illinois girl has been found. The FBI announced Wednesday that the missing girl, 14-year-old Addison Winbigler of Nauvoo, was found in Minneapolis, Minnesota, unharmed. Winbigler traveled to Keokuk on December 13th of 2021 and went missing on December 14th. The Iowa House has passed a tax cut proposal that would move the state to a 4% flat income tax over 4 years and repeal all state taxes on retirement income beginning next year. The plan approved Wednesday is similar to one backed by Governor Reynolds, except it does not include her proposed corporate income tax cut. Democrats unsuccessfully attempted to amend the bill to increase benefits to Iowans with lower to middle class incomes or provide additional money for child care. The bill passed 61-37. It drains $1.6 billion from state revenue by the 6th year. Democrats predict future program cuts or tax hikes, but Republicans say the state will have adequate revenue to fund the priorities of Iowans. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden says there's still a very high risk of Russia invading Ukraine. The number 2 American diplomat in Russia is expelled. No details about why have been given. And with 150,000 Russian troops on Ukraine's border waiting for orders, there are reports of fighting in Ukraine.
Ukraine says rebels backed by Russia fired shells into a kindergarten in eastern Ukraine this morning, blowing a hole in the building's wall and forcing children to seek shelter in the cellar. But the rebels are making accusations of their own, saying Ukrainian forces opened fire on their territory.
Fox's Simon Owen. New unemployment claims are up.
248,000 is a read on initial claims. That's a gain of 23,000. As for continuing claims, we came in at 1.593. That is weaker than expected, 1.593 million.
Cheryl Cassoni with Fox Business. America's listening to Fox News.
weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Winter weather advisory in effect till 6 p.m. tonight. We are looking at some light snow, likely mainly after 10 a.m. 1 to 3 inches of snow possible. Temperatures falling into the teens by 5 p.m. and north winds gusting up to 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow early, then gradual clearing, a low down to 5. We'll have northwest winds diminishing to 5 to 10 after midnight, and sunny Friday with a high to 34 degrees. And right now, we've got skies that continue to be cloudy, a little bit of light snow, 25 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Markets are struggling on Wall Street this morning as the U.S. warns of imminent Russian invasion of Ukraine. Secretary of State Blinken is heading to the U.N. Walmart is out this morning with upbeat quarterly results for the holiday quarter, even with inflation as people look to buy cheap. Walmart raised its dividend by 1 cent to 56 cents a share. America needs homes. Demand is high. Builders are trying, but it's taking longer to finish homes they've already started building. They're looking for more workers and waiting for things like appliances and garage doors. January housing permits did come in higher than expected. Builders have pulled those permits to build, but housing starts numbers fell because they're waiting to begin construction. Jobless claims went in the wrong direction last week. Nearly a quarter million people applied for unemployment benefits, more than expected. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Springtime will be here before you know it. And that means project season, home improvements, landscaping. That to-do list that's been piling up all winter. Don't worry. We've got you covered. Just swing on down to the Home Show Saturday, February 26th and Sunday, February 27th. We'll set you up with the area's finest experts all in one place. The Catfish Bend Convention and Event Center. See all the latest trends and ideas and get any questions you have answered when it comes to decorating, remodeling, landscaping, farm equipment, pet containment, and so much more. At the Home Show, you can sign up for a chance to win a one-week stay in Hawaii and talk with the vendors at the top of their fields, including Bixby Basement Solutions, Culligan of Burlington, Building Materials, and Sinclair Tractor. It's the Home Show, Saturday, February 26th from 10 to 4, and Sunday, February 27th from 11 to 3 at the Catfish Bend Convention and Event Center. Brought to you by Pritchard Broadcasting.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain. For only $49.99, become a non-smoker. That's right. Seminar tomorrow at the Howard Johnson in Burlington from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30 and stop smoking at 8 p.m.
And there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it can be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
¶¶
Welcome back on the talk show today. It is an open phone day. That means anything goes. Okay. The trucker strike in Canada, the craziness that goes on in planes, the people that are upset about everything for any reason, the people that are working that don't want to work anymore, the people that are saying, no, I don't want to get, I'm not, I don't care if I'm in health care or not, I still don't want to work. I don't want to get a vaccine. I don't understand. The question I have is, if you are in health care, wouldn't you want the protection of a vaccine? That's what I've always been wondering about. Do you have any idea why?
I really wish I could tell you, but from what I can tell is it's basically the same argument of everyone else who is...
They don't want to be told that, is that right?
Yeah.
But they'd get it if they weren't told to do it?
I cannot speak for other people.
I don't know. It's the whole healthcare industry is just sort of like, I mean, if you're working in healthcare and you're working in a hospital and you're dealing with COVID patients, the last thing you'd seem to be wanting to have would be to be around people that are contagious with a disease, right?
You would think.
And you want to be highly as protected as you can be, right?
Yeah.
Okay, does anybody, anybody listening?
Love to get somebody else's opinion.
If anybody has any idea how and why I think it is, the good news is, if there is good news, it seems that this thing is dying out.
Seems.
Do you think it is?
I think it steadily is, yes.
Okay, and if it is dying out.
Great.
And I got COVID, but hey. Yeah, how tough was my COVID? Well, okay, I got the mildest cold I think I've ever had in my life, and it was gone 2 days or whatever. But I was still quarantined for the 5 days, and then came back to work on the Friday. It was like...
Yeah, and you told me you were itching to get back into the chair.
Oh, it was so good to be back in the actual... to be back here.
Because it's, you said you didn't enjoy working from home.
I do not enjoy working from. I don't know. I can work from home on certain things, but in terms of not being able to be in the studio, not having the ability to simply not being able to turn pots up and you know what I mean. It's like not. I can do some things. Yes, I can. Can I download music and can I make spots at home? Yes, I could. Can I record them? Yes, I could. But it's more awkward. Yeah, and I suppose if I had a really professional studio at home, like, you know, if I was like, the DJV shows where they've all got studios. They've got their own home studios.
Mm-hmm.
They all sound like they're in the same room. But anyway. All right. Well, I still don't, I'll never understand that. I don't understand why, you know, planes.
Some people, working from home is just more pleasant. And honestly, you see some people working from home are more productive than they are in an office.
And I think Southwest, I think Southwest is right. I think the fact is they've simply said, hey, we're not going to force anybody to do anything. You want to wear a mask, go ahead and wear a mask, but you don't have to.
How their sales numbers been?
I think they're going pretty good. I think they're doing pretty well indeed. I think because... And I don't think they're having, they don't have this stress points or these, I don't think they have as many crazy people in there either.
Well, you have to see, that had to be a business decision, because when you implement any sort of restrictions on your product, you're going to eliminate possible consumers from wanting your product.
Right. I understand. And I think it's the fact that we've got a couple of things going. I think one is, how long have we used the term Corona fatigue? Over a year.
Almost two.
Almost two. We said it after the spring break, or it was actually implemented by Governor Reynolds on St. Patrick's Day 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all these places, and it was at high noon on St. Patrick's Day. So all these places that had all of their St. Patrick's Day activities, parties, feasts.
Done. Not happening. Go home.
Not happy about it either. So, and then everybody, then the schools all had to be kind. they all had to kind of quickly figure out how, okay, what can we do, how do we do, and how what can we not do? And we don't have a vaccine. We're dealing with all, we got an election coming. The election was, and then we have the election of 2020, which is sort of the piece de resistance. It sort of like ended all of this craziness. And finally, then we finally.
Or did it kick off the craziness?
I think it did both of those things, really. Anyway.
You traded one crazy for another.
It has been an exhausting couple of years, is what it has been. It's just been the fact that we've been dealing with the same thing, the same stories. Over and over.
It feels like these past two years have both gone on too fast and not fast enough.
They've gone on. Well, the fact is we've become numb. I think a lot of us have become numb to it. It's almost like we had, when I was in Chicago for my daughter's wedding last summer, it was like, hey, it's over. That's really what it felt like. It felt like it was over.
I was in Wrigley Field last summer without a mask.
Yeah, it was like it was over. Now it's
I'd had two shots and I thought it was done.
And anyway, all right. It is the pandemic that, and I don't know if there's going to be another variant. I hope not. Probably there will be. We're going to probably have to get used to living with this. I think.
Oh, there you just jinxed it.
I said something off air with Pat Cohen yesterday, and he said, you know what we think, or he says. This is just going to be something we have. It's like the common cold or whatever, or flu. Okay. It's just something that's around. Hopefully it's, and it becomes weaker and weaker. And then eventually maybe there's a shot you take for it. I don't know. All right. Back to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
Lynn.
Yes. What's on your mind?
Well, I haven't heard anybody say anything about the fiasco that's going on Jefferson. I had an appointment Monday.
Okay.
Coming down Central, headed north. Have you tried to turn on to Jefferson?
Well, they're doing the construction. Have they started?
Oh, yeah, they are. And it's so badly laid out. I don't know who laid that out, but they must not have any education at all. They need to go back to school. You cannot, those big rigs cannot make that turn. You talk to the guys at J&S, they'll tell you. And I wonder if they've even talked to the business people down there. You know, when you can't get your supplies to the restaurants and taking away all the parking, where are you going to park? Where are all these people in the apartments going to park? You know, that's a joke.
I don't have an answer for that, but
you need to talk about it. Well, people need to know what's going on down
okay.
there.
Okay. Well, you were there, so you said now these big rigs you're talking about. You're talking about what's the construction company rigs, the ones that are building.
No, the semis that are bringing supplies into some of the restaurants.
Oh,
down there.
I see. They're going and they're trying to deliver straight down, and they're trying to turn off of. They're trying to turn off. Oh, okay. And they're trying to
get off of Central. They're trying to Jefferson headed east, but yeah. They're headed north. You know, going down Central to the overpass.
And they don't have enough. They don't have enough room to make a turn.
No, they don't have. And I could not make that turn. There was someone parked there. Wanting to go back up south onto Central, and I waited and waited, and by the time I turned on, the traffic was backed up clear to the stoplight.
You know, I'm wondering, is there a better? I'm trying to think if there's a better. If you went down, is there more room by turning out of Valley? That's what I'm wondering about, and doing the back way.
I don't know.
I'm wondering if doing the back way might be the part of the answer. I think the problem is that turn off of Central. I think there's got to be a better way or an access, but apparently they're not telling anybody how to do that to make it work. So, yeah, and it, you know, it's going to be tougher even with the construction going on too.
Oh yeah, with what's so ridiculous? They know they've made a mistake. And that was temporary cement that they put in there, so now they're going to have to tear it all up.
You're saying
and redo it?
Are you saying that the semis are tearing up the cement itself by trying to make that turn?
No, the cement that they used is only temporary, and they are going to have to remove all that and redo it.
Okay. Oh boy,
that's crazy. But anyway,
hey, you know what? We'll have. I tell you what. We'll get. We'll try to get something. Some word from how. I don't know. Would be can. I don't. Would it be city council? Would it be the city engineer? Maybe
city engineer, city manager, possibly.
City engineer, city manager might get a comment on that and what how they're dealing with it because or not dealing with it and what they advise semis to do to.
If you're interested in commenting to the city council, I believe they have their regular meeting on Monday.
Yeah. I tell you what, that's a good thing. We'll see what we can do, but obviously something's got to be done, right?
Oh, yes, that's just a wreck waiting to happen.
Hey.
I'm not kidding.
No,
I
appreciate the information. We'll see if we can figure out something, okay?
Okay, well, trust me, I was there. I know.
I know you know.
You talk to the guys at J&S. Or any of those businesses, Pride and Groom and that little other little
yeah.
place, and down there, the restaurant, I can't think of it.
But
they've made the street more narrow. But the guy who was parked, had his pickup parked up onto the cement that they've poured to make it more narrow, where it used to be.
Okay. So they're going to have to find another way to deliver. They can't deliver straight down Jefferson. They're going to have to find a way, whether it's Valley or Valley would seem to be the best way to get around that. But you know what? We'll see what the city says to say, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling up today. We're going to take another break.
It's Girls 1A Regional Semifinal Tournament Basketball, Friday night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Join Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet as Notre Dame hosts Winfield Mountain Union. Brought to you by Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, Bob Dodd's Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door, Reader's Garden Center, Bickle's Cycling and Fitness, Standard of Beaverdale, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank. Notre Dame Girls High School Tournament Basketball, Friday night at 6:45 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
I learned long ago, if you've got the right tools and a little know-how, you can do it yourself. And no wall of mine's going to get some dime a dozen paint. Pittsburgh Paints and Stains. Premium performance from its smooth application to that tough, washable one-coat finish. It exceeds expectations of what makes great paint. Pittsburgh Paints and Stains. Available exclusively at Menards.
All aboard! Players Workshop presents Passengers opening this Friday. Get your tickets for a theatrical journey you won't forget. A cast of 10 actors play 17 characters in this play by Sam Bobrick. 8 short scenes taking place in a Midwestern bus station will give you a ride of emotions from comic to heart-wrenching. Passengers opens Friday, February 18th and runs for 2 weekends, with evening performances at 7:30 and Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for students. Go to playersworkshoptheater.com. Masks required while in theater, seating limited for social distancing.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's gocreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Anyway, good morning. It is an open fund. You should talk about that. It is an expansive project. Basically, they're widening sidewalks on Jefferson, and it's going to be a construction. They're reconstructing that entire area. That's going to be taking. In fact, that's why they changed the bike race routes, so they don't have to go through Jefferson. They didn't want to have to deal with Jefferson as a as an issue. This is a part of the Tiger Grant. This is a Tiger Grant project.
The Tiger Project.
And the Tiger Project expands sidewalks. It changes the way parking is. It changes the street. All of that is being done. And obviously, now they're not doing it right now because there's no construction being done. Right now,
you can't, it's hard to do construction in the winter.
Yes, but they did do some of the construction. They did do some construction.
They did what they could do.
What they could do before they shut down. And they will be picking that back up again once
in a matter of weeks.
Actually, in a matter of weeks. Yeah, usually sometime or any time after the first. We had John Billups talking about that. In fact, we had him talking about it this past Monday, and. That might be something, yeah, I think.
I've been downtown a lot, and what work they have gotten done, it looks really solid.
Well, what I haven't done is I haven't driven from Central turning on to Jefferson. That will tell me.
Yeah, I haven't done that either. That's typically not the way I get onto Jefferson
Street.
No, it
isn't. It isn't. And I don't.
How do you do it?
I typically don't. If I'm going on Jefferson, I typically just simply come to. I'm down 4th Street, because we're on 4th Street. I'll go 4th Street. And then I'll turn, and I don't have much reason to go on Jefferson for a lot of things. So, yeah. And if it's in the construction zone, I'm not going to be doing it anyway.
Typically, when I get on Jefferson, I get off on one of the side streets off Washington.
Yeah, I mean, I go
sort of over by either the Masonic Temple or City Hall.
We're downtown. We're in North 4th. I typically, if I pass Jefferson, I pass Jefferson, Washington, and Jefferson. And I go down, and usually the only time I'm driving downtown is to go to the bank or do something there. But I haven't been, you know, in the wintertime, I haven't had any reason to do anything downtown. So it's like.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just saying, like.
It's anyway. Well, we've got, okay, somebody's got maybe they've got it. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
This is Steam, basically. This has, nothing to do with Bernie, but I thought it'd be interesting that there's a woman who was in legislature. Her husband was a pastor.
Yes.
That basically that they had a gay pride. She came with she literally quoted the Bible about it, and she had it published. About her church, this Korean church, about supporting it. Now, they're right now getting ready because she quoted the Bible. She quoted everything in the Bible. She quoted the Bible. In Finland, she could go to jail for quoting the Bible. And also, the man who published what she quoted could go to jail for publishing what she quoted the Bible, which right now was in the Bible.
Is this Finland?
This happening in Finland.
What?
You can look it up, and you got all the way to find out. But this happening right now in Finland, and what's happening about the truckers in Canada? That there was a woman who gave $200. $200. She had a restaurant to the truckers to help them. That basically, they published who she was. She was being threatened and harassed so bad, she had closed her restaurant, and somebody went in there and destroyed it, vandalized it. This is what
because
happened.
She was helping the truckers. Is that what it was? Yeah. Okay.
The truckers in Canada. The woman supported, gave money for that fund, that basically to support them. And, well, they're also putting people, there was one guy or old guy who just gave an okay to them and was arrested for just doing that. I mean,
it's crazy, isn't it? We're going to check it out. Thanks, hey, Dean. Thanks for calling. And I'm out of time today, but thanks for calling
it
in. Okay, you bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Finland. Hey, how about that? Finland? Those Finland. Fins, those crazy Fins. Hey, I don't know what's going on here. All right. Have a great Thursday. We'll check out Jefferson and see if we can get an answer on that. Thanks.